humans aren't born out of laying around on their asses. We've been born out of conquering a world. We're the dominant species. We built all this. We're powerful, and we're beautiful, and we're ready to build the next level of civilization in God's plan. But you must stop bowing to those who want to make you a victim. You must become the victor. If you love God and you want to build a pro-human future, then you are an enemy of the New World Order and Satanism. They want us shut down because we have the spirit. I'm jacked into the source. I know the secret, and I want to see you empowered. But you have to believe in yourself first. This is the truth, and everyone knows it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ubisoft is having a rough go of things. First, right now, their Twitter account is running defense. So they're basically posting spiteful, just antagonistic tweets towards fans who say things that are negative towards them. But more importantly, Assassin's Creed Shadows does not appear to be doing well. And in fact, this game has essentially come out and admitted that it's going to be spyware. That's right. So the game's EULA also requires you allow Ubisoft to monitor your RAM. And Asmongold comes out here with a statement that I think is just perfect. People love to complain about Yasuke, but by the time this shit comes out, he's not even going to be in the top 10 problems this game has. And that is the truth. This game has been through so many failures, so many debacles, so many just absolutely game-ruining scandals that I'm surprised they don't just cancel the whole thing. It would probably be better for them in the long run if they did. The damage to their reputation is astonishing. But this says Assassin's Creed Shadows to feature de novo and mandatory Ubisoft account linking for people who buy it on PC or even people who buy it on the consoles. That should not be mandatory. Let me repeat. That should not be mandatory. Ubisoft, how much lower does your stock have to go? How many more failures do you have before you stop with this anti-consumer bullshit? You have a leadership problem, and it starts at the top, and you need to start weed-whacking your way through your board of directors. You need to start cutting off your CEO. You need to get people in there. They're going to start doing things that are going to elevate your brand and make you a gamer-friendly brand again. You used to be cool. Now you're just embarrassing. And Asmongold's not wrong here when he talks about the fact that Yasuke is not even going to be an issue. We've talked about Yasuke. We've talked about the fact that they tried to they tried to take this character from Japanese history, who was an insignificant character, and turn him into the first samurai. Like, they really, really, really tried to lean into that. Say, no, there's historical accuracy to this. There never was. Yasuke was not a samurai. He wasn't anyone of note or importance. I know this is going to rub some people the wrong way, but he was basically like a curiosity, a trinket for Nobunaga. He wasn't like his closest right-hand advisor, or like some brave samurai noble hero. No, it was nothing like that. And the fact they try to big it up like that, it's indicative of the West's need to try to sanitize and rewrite history in its current image, which is woke progressive ideals that do not in any way match reality. But the fact that you are going to be requiring Ubisoft account linking, the fact that you are now required, apparently, to allow Ubisoft to monitor your RAM, My answer is no. I'm not going to be buying your game. I'm not going to be logging into my Ubisoft account ever again. I haven't logged in for years. I'm not going to start now. But here's my message to people at Ubisoft. It's very simple. If you want to start rebuilding your reputation, the first thing that you have to do is ditch this idea that you can just do whatever you want. You can't. You think that you can come out and make a press statement, or that you can have your Twitter account do some kind of sassy, you know, wannabe Wendy's type of, you know, trolling on the internet, and that you're going to come out and look cool and that people are going to like you. No. You look pathetic, you look weak, you look damaged. Your stock is abysmal. I have to imagine the morale at your company is at an all-time low. I don't know how you think that you're going to get out of this without massive, drastic changes. The first one would be learning from PlayStation, learning from Sony, and not requiring people to log in to play your game. Now, I know for you, you're like, well, it boosts our subscription numbers and, you know, we can show this to investors, but it doesn't matter. What would you rather have? People buy your game and play your game, or you have these just meaningless numbers to show, oh, look at the increase in people who signed up for our Ubisoft service. There are going to be a great number of people that will not buy your game because you have mandated that it's going to log in and that you can monitor the RAM. You can monitor their computer settings or whatever else that you cram in there. The reality is that you should not in any way have anything more intrusive than here's the game you paid for and that's it. Here's the game you paid for. You paid a fortune for this. And now it's spyware? So not only are you giving us an inferior product, that, by the way, I would recommend that nobody pre-orders Assassin's Creed Shadows. You won't have to. It'll be worth $20 in 2 months anyway. The reality is that you look at Dragon Age The Veilguard, it's already 10% off. It's already 10% off on Amazon and Walmart, and it's been out for like 3 weeks. So, that price is going to continue to go down, and by January or February, you'll be able to get Dragon Age The Veilguard at half off. I would put my bottom dollar on it. The reality is that Ubisoft only has themselves to blame. We've been over all of this. I've done videos where I've gone through line by line with the CEO of Ubisoft's, boss. Him making excuses for the failures of the company, blaming the audience, blaming the fans, blaming everyone else. They don't have an ounce of introspection or duty of care to fix up their brand or their reputation. They think we're too big to fail. Well, you know who else thought they were too big to fail? Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster Video? They had as many Blockbuster videos as there were Starbucks. It used to be huge. Now it's gone. Nothing is too big to fail. You always, even if you're one of the biggest companies in the world, you still have to have the hunger and the mindset to grow and adapt and evolve. Or you become stagnant. Wokeness has done so much damage to all of the reputations of gaming companies that it's almost hard to believe that they didn't realize this sooner. No, nobody wants to play Assassin's Creed as a black samurai. No, no one wants to play Assassin's Creed as, you know, a female ninja that's meant to be historically accurate. Now, if this were another game, and she were super hot and had big tits, and you made her, like, physically appealing like a lot of these other studios do, you know, from Japan. You know, big tits, big hips, you know, revealing outfit. If you actually made her like a Zelda Zone Zero character, then yeah, you get a lot more interest. You get a lot more people playing. The VTuber community would probably play. But no, you decided to go with the worst of all worlds. And then you're surprised when it doesn't do well. And then you add in all this other shit. It's not going to work. It just simply is not going to work. And I think what is just so obvious is that you don't have anyone there in a leadership position to do what needs to be done. So, Ubisoft, are you going to buy Assassin's Creed Shadows? I know I'm certainly not. I'll criticize it. If new information comes out, I'll bring it to your attention. But I have no interest in playing this game. There'll be another game that comes out that's more interesting in that particular time period. And, we'll play and we'll talk about that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for today's video. I appreciate you watching. Ubisoft doesn't really deserve that much time. This is a short video. Who really gives a shit about Ubisoft anymore? They're done. Anyway, see you next time.